Good morning. In Providence, I'm Elizabeth Harrison. For many Rhode Islanders, the morning feels incomplete without a look at the Providence Journal, the longtime paper of record for the Ocean State. Yesterday, the Projo's owner, Belo Corporation, went public with news it's looking to sell the paper. Rhode Island Public Radio's Ian Donis reports that, like many newspapers, the Projo has faced declining ad revenue and circulation.
Journal publisher Howard Sutton told employees that an Arkansas firm has been hired to explore the possible sale of the newspaper. Metro columnist Bob Kerr says workers were told the prospective buyers include newspaper chains and Rhode Islanders, although there were no further specifics.
There's a general feeling that the change could be good at this point. Belo's obviously not putting a lot into the paper.
The Dallas-based Belo Corporation bought the Journal and its nine television stations for $1.5 billion in 1997. Due to the rise of the Internet, the value of newspapers has deteriorated significantly since then. The Journal has cut its staff over time through a series of layoffs and buyouts. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Faculty from the Rhode Island School of Design say they're not surprised that President John Maeda is leaving the college, but they were surprised by the timing of his announcement. Maeda took to YouTube yesterday to explain that he's leaving at the end of the semester. He also highlighted some of his accomplishments as RISD president.
During the last 6 years, we have become a stronger institution. Applications to RISD have increased. Financial aid to our students has increased. And we recruited the most diverse undergraduate classes in RISD's history.
Despite those accomplishments, Maeda has been unpopular with many faculty members since he came to RISD from MIT. He'll begin his new job at the Silicon Valley venture capital firm Kleiner, Perkins, Caulfield & Byers next month. The Miriam Hospital has become one of the first in the country to offer a new drug regimen that helps prevent HIV in people who've never been exposed to the virus. But Rhode Island Public Radio's healthcare reporter Kristen Gourlay says the therapy does come with some risk.
There's already a drug regimen for those who've been recently exposed to HIV through unprotected sex or, say, an accidental needle stick. A year and a half ago, the FDA approved a new drug therapy to prevent HIV in people before they're ever exposed to the virus. It's called PrEP, and Miriam Hospital is one of the first in the nation to offer the drug. Miriam's infectious disease specialist, Dr. Philip Chan, says it's very effective, although not 100%.
It's best to think about PrEP as one part of a multifaceted approach to preventing HIV. Certainly, one of the cornerstones of preventing HIV is just being tested.
The drug is called Truvada, and it must be taken every day. Chan says one long-term side effect can be kidney problems, but he monitors patients with a blood test every 3 months. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And the Newport Jazz Festival is adding a third day to next year's 60th anniversary event. The extra day was made possible by a $40,000 grant from the Rhode Island Foundation. Foundation CEO Neil Steinberg says funding the festival is part of the foundation's mission to expand economic development opportunities. Jazz Festival founder George Wein called the money a gift from heaven. The bonus day will be Friday, August 1st. Tickets will cost slightly less than for the rest of the weekend.